You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Thanks to our friend lawyer Bill Jones, the Jones Law Sentry. It's over here on Oak Haven in the this part of the city. And thank you all for calling. Today was there was no real freakage going on, so thanks for that. Riz Van Weingarten is the editor of the Memphis Flyer. He is in the green room doing shots of Fireball, preparing for the gig, and he'll be here in a little bit. The cover today is, I don't understand what this is because I'm not hip enough. Nextdoor.com is some kind of a website that we'll discuss with him, along with his editorial about student loans and how they can mess up your life in a big, bad, ugly way. So
it's frightening.
Yeah, I'm happy that I missed that. But I just can't imagine. There are you know, grown-ups in their 40s that are still paying off these massive, endless loans. And the whole thing seems wrong. Bernie Sanders has proposed education for free, which is a lovely concept, but seems wildly undoable. So all of a sudden, on your first day as the prez, you tell everybody at Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, hey, these kids are all going to be here in school for nothing. Got it? Check. Out.
Next on my list is everybody's going to raise your taxes, but your insurance will be $5,000 less.
Yes.
And there will be no more insurance companies.
Yes. Welcome to socialism at its best, if that is in fact the case. He has lovely ideas, but it's in a perfect world, which this ain't and never will be. But anyway, we'll ask Bruce these things when he shows up to chat with us momentarily. Various other stories for today. If you're flying out someplace, we have friends who are flying today. There was a storm last night, this morning in the Midwest, that has jacked up airports across America. I guess that O'Hare was involved, and when they're involved, everything gets messed up. The East Coast, the Midwest, so check and see. As there are more storms today, as this storm moves east, so things may get ugly. So please plan ahead to see what you're up to. This is a new survey about customer satisfaction in America. And surveys that ask you what stores you shop at and which ones you are the most comfortable shopping at with. It's based upon about 10,000 people who were asked about their recent experiences at some of the country's biggest retail stores. I guess there's one of these here. I think I've shopped there before for my kids. Abercrombie and Fitch at the very bottom.
No, because if you're not beautiful, they make you feel unwelcome.
But they're targeted at young, pretty people. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
So if you're old, a lot of money. Old and out of it, you're just a douche and a loser.
No, or if you don't have the right look.
Okay. Well, then.
That's the reputation.
The next lowest score, Walmart.
Well, they don't cater to just the beautiful people, I guess.
That's for damn sure. We've already covered that off the air today several times. They are so big, they are very polarizing, let's say. There are some folks that love it and live for it, and some that just can't hang. I happen to be one of those. I gave up after there are 20 lanes to check out, and two of them are occupied, and the lines are a mile long. I'm not going to do it.
I agree.
I pass. At the other end of the scale, on top, Nordstrom, Costco, and Amazon. After all these years, I have had one bad experience with Amazon and never anything else, but great service. 2 days. Amazon Prime is the best $100 you'll ever spend.
Because
they're about to raise their shipping fees. If you don't spend $49, at least, that would be like, you know, one book or one CD. They're going to add money onto your thing for shipping. So it would make sense to me to spend the $100 a year to have it in 2 days with free shipping.
And you get other deals than that.
You get free access to all the music,
all their
movies,
videos,
television, anything on there you can watch on your laptop, on your iPad, on your Kindle, endlessly for $100 a year. It's just the best deal that there is out there.
I remember you telling the story about that problem you had, and it turned out that was a third party seller working through Amazon.
Yes,
so now, it wasn't even really Amazon. Yes. Well, you had a problem with
one. This happened about 2 years ago. I ordered some stuff for Christmas for one of my boys. It was a sports related item, and I got somebody else's order. I got an autographed poster of Tom Brady, which I wanted to pee on, but I sent it back instead and got the right thing finally. But just the hassle of having to remail is a pain in the
I got a butt. Pair of boots still sitting on my dining room table.
Tom Brady's?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To go back to return because the process of thinking, just even
it's
thinking
just
about
a pain
it.
In the
I'm trying
balls.
To think of who wears an 8.5 and would like them. You can just have them.
Yeah.
Call Denny Bruns, office number appears. So this Amazon thing, they do truly have great. But if you do the third party thing, always note that it'll say this qualifies for 2 day shipping or it doesn't.
Right.
And in the book area, that's where you get the most hassle because they have many folks who sell books and they don't come for like a week. So make sure that you clarify what you're doing.
And check those return policies for the third party sellers too, because they might not even have one.
And they always want you to rate your experience. And I never do that. Is that bad?
Yes. You should rate everything.
I don't want to.
As much as you like to complain about stuff?
Yeah, but I'm about bitched out at the end of the day. I just don't care. Anymore.
If the first time you do rate something, like big balloons are going to fly out of your computer and go, Drake Hall!
Confetti from the ceiling.
We did it.
And they'll never leave me alone. See, that's why
I
don't want to do it once or they'll never leave me be.
That's why I don't do it either.
I just don't want to. And so I'm not going to. Just because it's funny at this point, Kanye West, who is... I'm not sure if he's a genius or a complete and utter moron who needs to be in therapy or in a straitjacket. Another rant has gone viral, which is the point for living, at a private party at an LA club where he previewed one of his new genius works called Closet Thing. Closest Thing to Einstein. He's referring to himself. In the song, Kanye boasts of being the most influential and this generation's closest thing to Albert Einstein.
So not the bagel people?
No. He also went after Taylor Swift again, claiming once more that she approved of the line where he called her a bitch in his new album and then said she's, quote, not cool no more. Well said, sir.
What is his beef with her?
I don't know, because she's white.
And successful?
Yes.
And he interrupted her, and all it did was make her more famous.
Yes, and her and her ass isn't big enough.
Well,
like she had 2 seconds to be cool, and she effed it up. Kanye say. Then he insulted some more people, and it
sounds like a coke rant every time.
It's not like he is jacked up on dope, or it's just some kind of an ongoing game to get in these news stories that morons like me do every day.
Now,
and it works because they're so outrageously stupid.
Where did you read the Kim is trying to... I didn't see that part.
What part?
Kim's trying to control Kanye or...
Oh, yeah. Where was that? She's trying to intervene or something because he has... Unless this is an entire act for never-ending attention. Where did I see this? She is trying to, she and the family are concerned about his antics, and they want him to STFU, which is not going to work out.
It sounds like Lamar Odom's whole thing, you know? Now I'm starting to think it's all contrived.
But I also saw something yesterday where on that Tidal thing, which he isn't on iTunes, he isn't on any other service, he's on Tidal, and he had a record-breaking number of downloads. Streams. So either it's good to some people or all of this BS is working. I'm not sure what the answer is.
I'm trying to think, compare it to somebody that this has happened to in the past, and I don't.
There has to be somebody who has just been such a mouthy and a totally obnoxious idiot that you somehow want, you're curious enough to go see what they're mouthing about. I guess.
I would think, but I can't think of anyone.
I can't think of anybody that is this obnoxious and unlikable. Or is he a really nice guy who is playing us all for fools? It's hard to tell. We will do a break and come back and chat with our friend Bruce Van Weingarten from The Flyer after this.
Hello, Waltz. Hello. Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning, let her know you think about her when you're gone.
It's a nice morning for a change. Sunny and clear out. The rain has moved along to the east, and it's very nice. Warming up for today and tomorrow, so enjoy the sunshine. And maybe your yard will be dried out by Monday. But things are blooming. Daffodils are up. It's very strange. So hopefully they will survive this weird weather and bloom as they should appropriately. But it's February 25th and daffodils shouldn't be up yet, but they are, so there you go. Bruce Van Weingarten is the editor of the Memphis Flyer on newsstands Wednesdays, providing Memphis with, well, news and entertainment. And
I shouldn't be up yet either.
Observations, and none of us should be, but here we are. And today Bruce joins us, as he does on every Thursday. The cover this week, I don't know what this is. I haven't read it yet, but it is the wild world of nextdoor.com. I'm assuming it is some kind of internet thing.
I assure you many of your listeners know exactly what it is.
So I'm just not that, I'm hip and out of it.
Well, you live out in the country. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of a hick, but I don't care. The editorial this week, an interesting look at what Bernie Sanders, as I discussed, is proposing some very conceptually bright ideas. One of them is free college for everybody that wants to be smart.
Well, for public schools,
right. But the debt that one accrues getting educated is out of control, as you mentioned.
Yeah, my point was that the critics of him, and I do think it's probably unworkable in terms of getting a free education, right. But the critics who say this generation is entitled and that they're asking their babies and wah, they should pay for college. Folks like that are my age remember going to college for $700 a semester,
right,
at a public institution and working our way through and doing all that sort of thing. Now it's impossible when you're paying $35,000 or $40,000 a year for
$10,000 a semester for an upscale kind of school.
More than that, it's
undoable.
So you've got to get a debt. And then what we've gotten now is an entire generation that's saddled with a total of $1.2 trillion in debt.
So is this one of those things that if you take bankruptcy, it doesn't count? You still owe the money?
I'm not clear on all that, but I do think it's the you can't get the interest rate changed. You can't adjust the loan. You take it out when you're 18 and you're paying it off for the next 20, 25 years.
It's screwing up folks.
They can't buy houses. They can't get a good car. So it's killing the economy in many ways.
It's almost scam like. It is. Reading your article, it really brought out a lot of great points. And it is. It's almost a scam.
Yeah.
So if Bernie's answer or idea is too extreme, what is the middle ground?
I don't know exactly, except I think the money that we're pouring into it, and it is billions of federal state money going into public institutions. It's being funneled into incredibly high-paid administrators and college presidents, into buildings, into infrastructure, into football teams, into things that, we've just gotten away from educating folks at a reasonable price. And it's costing us because, a lot of countries around the world, you get free or very reasonable tuition.
Right.
and your lower income folks can get a college degree. Around here, it's you can go to, you know, a very low end college and get your way through. But it used to be you could. I was a lower middle class guy, and you know, went to a state institution with no trouble, just working my way through. And that ought to be the way it is.
Yeah, but it's not, and it's there has to be an answer somewhere. And he has tried to bring this up over and over again.
Right.
What did you make, or did you watch the town hall meetings with he and Hillary, where they were by themselves for an hour at a time?
I did not.
It was pretty interesting, actually,
really?
And a much more calm and sensible approach than this endless arguing and debating about stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen on the other side, but
there's five left.
Right?
There's one, and so we'll see where this goes. But it seems like this is the calm before the storm.
Well, I read yesterday that nobody in history that's won South Carolina and New Hampshire and Nevada has ever gone on not to win the nominations.
Yeah.
So Trump is in the driver's seat.
It's pretty remarkable to see. This Tuesday, we'll see more about this state and Arkansas and several more. There are five caucuses in 10 states or something that have the primaries. But it was a moment, I thought, for me when he trotted out his wife for the first time yesterday.
She will be the first lady, if she wins, to ever have not safe for work photos. Have you seen these things?
No.
Oh,
she's been naked somewhere?
Oh, heck yeah. All over the
place. Oh, my gosh. And she's a foreigner.
Well, there's that, too. And she speaks like a vampire,
yeah,
which is cool.
Wow. So all the app craze about to hit the Anfei with her?
Well, it's already out there. I mean, I saw it on Facebook this morning. There's a lot of photos of her. She was a model for many years.
Sure she was.
And
For Penthouse or Jugs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jugs.
Boy, that got a reaction.
I
don't know.
There are so many things in his closet, and people have been afraid to bring them out until now. Just wait till this steamrolling thing gets going.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
It's already insane. So his wife is naked. That's great.
Yeah, she's not bad.
I want to see him naked.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Stop gagging back there. Over to the flyby page.
Oh, yes.
The MPD, understaffed, no surprise, no new news. But it is kind of a strange time with the cameras and interim police chief, no money, no pay, and not enough cops.
Here's the news in this story.
Okay.
Bianca Phillips, been calling Tony Armstrong, asking for interviews, asking for this or that, getting stonewalled.
We did the same thing for 2 years.
Entirely.
Yep.
She calls over there last week and says, I'd like to talk to the new interim police chief. And the woman says, sure, I'll have him call you back. Gets on the phone and talks for a half hour. I mean, he's open. He's
they reached out to us, as a matter of fact.
It's amazing. Well, I think it's a lot to do with Kyle Vesey and the new administration probably trying to do some things that
Karen Rudolph, I believe, is the contact
with
him. Yeah. And she's very nice, and she always was helpful, but Mr. Armstrong refused us 6-7 times.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come on the air.
So Mr. Rawlings, though, however, is quite the opposite.
Yeah, and he was very open and very forthright about the problems they're having in terms of their 400 cops short of what they were, 3 years ago?
Yes.
4 years ago?
Yeah, and this remains, I mean, this is all, this national search is in progress, and the salaries are being, tossed around as to who's making what where.
Right.
And so this one is still kind of on the market for discussion. What is the problem with this apartment? This black mold?
Well, it's another
apartments. One more ugly scene around here.
Just another scene of sort of a slumlord. We went out and interviewed Josh. Went out and interviewed one of the tenants, and basically black mold everywhere, and they're just putting over it with drywall and not fixing the problem. And
not a good thing. Bikes, busts, and skunks. Now, I did not read this yet, but does this reference the almost fist fight between What's-His-Nuts and the other guy up in the Tennessee government last...
you mean over the...
The
Mr. The marker,
Todd.
Historic markers?
Yes, the statues that are going
to kill us all. It does not address that, but basically they're trying to pass laws that would keep local entities, as they do every week, from doing anything in their own cities that the state doesn't like them to do.
Hmm. Mind your own business.
Yeah, so you can't take down, statue.
Nathan Bedford Forrest or anybody else.
My plan on that, it's so brilliant and no one's taking me up on it, is you build a nice, attractive wall around it, maybe circular, and you have a gate and you charge $5 to go in and see the statue. Those who don't want to see it are not going to see it. And those who do end up paying you money for it. So why does that not? That's a win-win, right?
Well, but building a wall, man. I mean,
you can get
Hispanics to do it. Right?
Just hide it,
right?
And make them pay for it. Yeah, it's just to a point now of absurdity.
Trump would build a wall.
What is Mr. Jackson Baker writing about? I see Bob Corker right there.
Well, Bob and Lamar Jackson asked him if they would, who would they support for president. Of course, they had no answer. And then he asked him about what if Trump, and they had no answer. And so they're hedging their bets and hoping probably desperately that Mario Rubio wins.
Don't you see, this party is already, I wouldn't say in shambles, but very confused, very fractionalized, and they hate Trump. Well, what are they going to do if this dude keeps on this path?
I don't know what's
going to
happen.
Have him killed or something? I mean,
Trump is a liberal in many ways.
Very, very, and
that's a good combo.
But he changes his tune for whatever fits the moment.
Right, but he's pro-choice. I think he's made a lot of statements in that direction. So,
but his favorite book is the Bible. So that's all that really matters.
It's Mein Kampf.
Explain what nextdoor.com is, please.
All right. Listen, if you live in the city of Memphis and you're in a neighborhood, and you probably are, you've known of this site called nextdoor.com, which is like a local website where you sign up and you basically chat with all your neighbors.
You interact with your
neighborhood people. Like, and people say, hey, there's a suspicious guy on walking down the middle of Roselle. Keep an eye out for him. Or it gets pretty absurd. If you put a couch out in the curb, you put that up there and curb alert, and it's become sort of legendary. The dialogues that go on are pretty silly, sometimes very helpful. And there's a coyote and the coyote alert, and so we had a lot of fun with it. It does perform some good functions, I think.
Is it a national
lost pets
thing?
It is. It was founded in San Francisco, and it's all over the country now. And
it's pretty funny. It's hilarious. Some of these exchanges, yeah.
But if you lose a pet, it's very useful.
That's a good point.
Find a pet, very helpful. You want to sell something.
Is it free?
It is.
Nextdoor.com.
Yeah, it's
in
a
flyer. Read about it.
Yeah.
What do you hear on the street about the next coach of the Memphis Tigers? In fact, if Josh Pastner is released, Penny Hardaway keeps coming up.
Well, that keeps coming up.
I wonder if it makes any sense.
Well, Frank, as you see here, Murtaugh wrote a piece about it. He did the pros and cons, and I think he came out on the pro side. That
many
would be
folks
a cool
seem
move.
To. Yeah. He would put butts in seats, at least for a year, right?
Yeah, and he's done a lot of good over at East High School.
Yes.
And before that at Leicester Junior High.
King Cotton.
Given a lot of money to the programs over there and turned it into a winning program. How that translates to a major college program, I don't know.
Well, there's a lot left to be done with this, so we'll stand by and watch.
You're acting like Josh is not going to be here next year.
Well, it's so hard to it's a strange dichotomy. He's a very, very nice man, and has done really good things for many people.
Sure,
but the coaching thing, this goes in cycles. Ask John Calipari, who is barely in the top 25 this year.
Right.
So Josh has had two bad years. He lost Austin Nichols. There's nobody coming in next year, and everybody is lining up against him, and they all love him, but the team blows. So where do you answer that?
I mean, well, that's Tom Bowen's decision, obviously, to make over there.
And $10.2 million to work out at some point.
Well, they have the GoFundMe account. Did you hear about that?
No.
Some fan started a GoFundMe account to pay off Josh's.
How's that working out for him?
Well, it's at $7.8 million thanks to a mysterious donor named Penny. I don't know if there's any connection there or not.
It's
actually at about $800, I think.
Well, kind of like Kanye West was.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch him go through this because he's such a decent human being. But I don't know. Everybody in this town's a basketball expert, so ask them. The Beale Street Music Fest has a great array of bands this year.
I think it really does.
It's a really, really nice and well-balanced 3-day show, which Chris Shaw writes about.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in here, is there a full-page ad yet with times and dates
and stuff? Oh, I'm sure it's in here, and if not this week, it certainly will be.
Yes, here is one right here. Neil Young, Beck, Paul Simon, Weezer, Meghan Trainor, and so forth.
Wait, Trample's Trampled by Turtles is coming, by the way.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, and I think the Wednesday before the event, you guys have a two-page ad with times, stages,
yeah,
and
we have,
everything.
Yeah, it's the program guide for that. Oh,
okay.
Thing.
Very good. And then back in the back, we have the usual,
usual
arts
stuff.
And theater and movies, yeah, and music
food.
And food and lists of things to
recipes
do. And
even.
You can enjoy this fine, fine publication for free every week. Just support
Indeed.
Their sponsors is
Please
all
do.
They ask. The Memphis Flyer on newsstands every Wednesday. Bruce Van Weingarten, the editor. We thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
We play great music, talk to interesting people, and give away free stuff. Radio Perfection. This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
Going to a party. Meet me on after school.
Trick finally getting their Hall of Fame induction this April. I was a little bit surprised to see that Kid Rock will be the inductor of this band from Chicago, not Detroit. Here are the headlines popping up. Six crude things Donald Trump has said on Howard Stern. This is in the wake of his wife being allowed to open her mouth and be on TV. And apparently she's opened her mouth for other things in the past, from what we can gather. I believe that this train has begun to head off the rails. The powers that be are going to make sure that Mr. Trump is relegated to oblivion, and soon.
This may be why she has not been able to speak.
That's what I've been saying, and for months, why hasn't she been out there? Why haven't his kids or Ivanka or Marla Maples Trump, why haven't they been on TMZ? Why hasn't somebody dug deeper into the realities of what this man's life have been about? People in the know that know that this guy has a history of being a real piece with women. His attitude toward them is they have one purpose in life, and it ain't to make you a sandwich. And so all this may be coming to the forefront before he gets too out of control. Or does anybody care?
I don't know that anyone's going to care all that much. I think his margins might fall some, but I don't see this anything.
But the evangelicals are not going to tolerate somebody who has done and said some of the things he's done, and now he's trying to be such a good Christian boy, and his favorite book is the Bible.
And his wife, with his wife posing nude, that probably is not going to go over very well.
I wouldn't think it would.
But will there be enough people on the other side that agree with Trump?
And not care?
Yeah, is he just...
Philosophically, and his attitude is so strong, yeah.
Is he so just Republican, or are there a lot of Democrats out there that like him too?
I think it's both, because he is neither, and has been said here by various people. He's the most liberal candidate running for anything. But he's supposed to be an R. I don't think so.
You know, if this makes his numbers, say, 10 or 15% of the primary voters decide that they won't vote for Trump because of this.
Yeah.
He's still got the numbers to win based on the past couple of primaries. He's won by more than 15, 20%.
Electorally, though, that's when things will get interesting. Because that's the popular vote does not really matter anymore. That's why this whole system is easy to ignore and go, screw this, I'm not voting. It doesn't matter. It matters in about seven states. and the and the a popular vote does not really come into it. So I don't know, and I haven't clicked on this story. Let's see what crude things he said on Howard Stern.
And there's enough people out there, guys, that'll go, man, who are you voting for? Trump. Why? Seen his wife?
Yeah.
She's hot, man.
Sadly, yeah.
I just watched one guy walk through the lobby that would do that.
If that really is the truth, and we are so effed, it ain't even funny. Talking about Carmen Electra. Yeah, she's a class act. The boob job is terrible. They look like two light posts coming out of a body. Classy. On Desperate Housewives star Marsha Cross. Trump says, would you go out with Marsha Cross or would you turn gay, Howard? Man.
I mean, I'm not offended. I'm not offended yet, so.
Well, no, but we're not easily offended. You just said stuff off the air that made me kind of blush.
Well, we were looking at porn the whole time Bruce Van Wijngarden was here, Sydney and
why?
I.
Well, she Googled Melania naked or whatever.
And Trump, yeah, nude photos. And so now.
There's some mixed in that probably weren't her, but they're
so when the FBI graphic. Comes to your house tonight to ask for your phone.
I'm not worried about the FBI. It's HR because every few months they bring it up.
Do you pay for your phone?
Yes.
Then F them.
I know, but they say we're not allowed to look. And I didn't know.
Bull.
It's because
I didn't know
it's
till
their
now.
Wi-Fi. Yep. But it's show prep.
On his desire to have more kids, quoting, I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply funds and Melania will take care of the kids. See, she's good for one thing. Well, two things. One thing first, then spitting out kids, and then she takes care of them. On his household help, the slaves he employs. They're not tens, I can tell you that. I have been very domesticated. It's a sad event. Anybody offended yet?
No.
No.
On how women approach him, quoting, they'll walk up and they'll flip their top and they'll flip their panties. Very presidential.
How long ago was this, though? This was in the late 90s.
So what?
Yeah.
Let's see.
When other presidents were doing blow or getting blow.
Or smoking weed or telling people they weren't smoking weed.
Maybe this is what makes him attractive, is his realness.
Nothing will make him attractive.
No, I mean attractive to people that are sick of phony-ass politicians who are screwing little boys and hiding it. And he does whatever the hell he wants to, and people go, yeah.
You know, because I think most people do whatever they want to. And I don't totally.
As long as it doesn't ruin your marriage or your life or get you locked up, it's none of your goddamn business.
People are very selfish. They're all selfish. I mean, to a certain degree.
Well, you've got to take care of yourself and, you know, you and your own. I mean, we're all that way. It's a mechanism for survival.
But he is very arrogant. He's more arrogant than selfish. But what presidential candidate is not arrogant?
Anybody.
None of them.
Exactly right. Anybody who thinks that they should have that job, first of all, they're mentally handicapped.
To want it.
To even want it and to go through it, this process.
And then to think that you could be the most powerful man on earth, somewhat. Yes, it's very egotistical.
It is. I'm just befuddled. So tonight there is a debate. What's it on?
CNN.
Okay. Is Wolf Blitzer the freaking host or is it Andy Cooper?
Let me check that part out.
I don't care.
Do they like tape him or like strap him to something? Have you ever noticed he just doesn't move when he reports? Wolf Blitzer. This is Wolf Blitzer. Oh, yeah. I will not move.
Yeah, he's very
stiff.
He's a statue. And he takes himself way too seriously. He never smiles. Dude, lighten up. It isn't that big of a deal.
Wolf's not on it tonight.
Who is?
It's Maria Arasas?
A foreign woman.
Yeah.
That's correct.
How dare they?
How that says so wrong.
And Dana Bash.
Well, okay. And it's on at 8 o'clock our time?
7:30.
For what, 2 hours?
7:30 to 10 is the list.
2.5 hours? Time. Oh, jeez.
What is there to talk about?
Nothing.
That we haven't heard before.
You're a liar. No, you're a liar. And your wife shows her tits.
It's okay. I got green card.
It's over. The Sleep Number bed is calling to me. It's a wonderful thing. You can find them only at one of their stores. They're that special. They have their own stores full of these beds during their ultimate Sleep Number event. The Wolf Chase Galleria Mall and in South Haven on Goodman Road, if you'll stop by, they'll explain to you how this Sleep IQ technology works and how it can make your sleep a lot better. My number is about 90. My wife was on 30 last time I asked her, but it can change easily for your comfort level. And so you're happy and mom is happy and everybody's happy, and that's a good thing. Right now they have these beds. All of them are marked down. There's a C2 mattress sale now for only $599.99 and other markdowns on pretty much everything in the store. No better sleep with the Sleep Number bed. They are the best. I've had one for years, and they truly are worth the investment and worth your time. So look into it. What else haven't we done? Anything? I don't know. If you want to see Pucypher, whatever that is, at the Orpheum on April 23rd, this is Maynard from Tool, and it's a very interesting, different kind of
theatrical.
It is theater, kind of. But Maynard is his own kind of dude. Pussyfur. Can we say that? Pussyfur. So they're coming. If you want to see them, you can email Wes, and he'll maybe feel sorry for you and give you tickets. It's mail@drakeinthemorning.com. And they're coming in April, so you better hurry up and ask us pretty quickly, and we'll take care of those that write first and are nice about it. As far as things tonight, is it Thursday?
Yes.
And it's going to be nice outside. So are there things to do, Sid, or not?
There are a few. Whitey Morgan and Cody Jinks are at the new Daisy. Experience Cash is tonight and tomorrow night. Support the Cooper Young Johnny Cash Statue Project going on in Cooper Young. 10% of the proceeds from select restaurants and shops go toward the project. Meet the Orpheum's new CEO at Dinner on Stage is tonight. The 6th annual Wine for Wishes Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraiser is at the Cadre Building. There was something else. Oh, getting ready for tomorrow night's 7th annual Brew Movement at the Pink Palace.
Cool.
Brew Movement Against MS.
Very nice. Thank you for that. Wesley, what's on television that has anything good?
Well, we already mentioned the Republican debate, but the good of that is good. Debatable yeah. anyway in itself.
Yeah.
On Smithsonian Channel, their secret show is looking at Easter Island and the statues on there.
Okay.
Travel Channel has a new episode of The Mysteries at the Castle, and History 2 has a run of their Pirate Treasure of the Knights Templar, and then there's a run of How It's Made on the Science Channel.
Very good, sir. I don't have the other TV shows. It likely doesn't matter tonight. The Tigers play SMU. It would be a very nice touch if they could win this ball game, and I'm sure that they would appreciate your support. So if you're so inclined, they play at the FedEx Forum downtown. It's a big round building. It's easy to find. Or it'll be on television, no doubt, so it's your choice. Beyond that, tomorrow we'll be hanging out with you and giving away more tickets to see various shows and such. Some dumbasses are coming up. Then Jarman will be here. He has tickets for the Lafayette's Liquid Lunch. That is tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and lunch is free if you go.
No, it's not.
I feel bad about this. Huh?
It's not free if you go.
You said it was.
If you win with Jar today, then it's free. Don't do that.
So you just can't show up and go, I'm here, where's my food?
You Whoops. Can try.
Jar buy it.
Edit this part out. I didn't mean that.
We're live. We can't.
There's nothing free anywhere. I didn't mean that, but Lafayette's rules. I'm sorry. And then today, Randy Morgan has Cage the Elephant tickets and Sister Hazel at 3 o'clock.
This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, whatever it is. #WhoGivesA@DrakeInTheMorning.com.